Kina Yud Zayin. If we look at and analyze a relationship between a parent and a child, at times it could be pretty complicated. However, it really boils down to, and it's pretty simple. The parent looks to the child and wants to provide for it, wants to care for it, wants good thing for their child. You want to reward your child. You want to love your child. You want your child to love you back, and you want your child to make you proud, and that's the basis of the relationship. The exact opposite, the counter-parenting act, is instead of caring for your child, it's extinguishing the life of your child for your own benefit. If you reach a point where you're so desperate and you have to kill your child, or someone else killed your child, but you eat your child in order to, so you yourself survive, that is probably the most extreme opposite act to being a parent. The Torah lays out very clearly, several times, Hashem says to us, if you're good, this is all the good that will come to you. If you're bad, this is all the bad that will come to you. Within that bad, there is a prophecy that, and a punishment promised by Hashem, that you will come to a point where you're going to eat your own children for survival. And that did happen, and that is something that this Kina is referring to today when it talks about those events and those times that came to fruition. But if we look closer at the relationship between a parent and a child, at the normal state of it, not at the extreme state of desperation that we're referring to in the Kina, the normal state, a parent looks to reward their child. And oddly enough, the younger the child, the easier they make the milestone for the child to get the reward. The Ribbono Shel Olam looks at us the same way. We're his children. We're his favorite children. And yes, he had to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and punish us. Ultimately, what the final straw was Sinas Chinam. But there was a lot of, and it's detailed, a lot of behavior that brought that on. And since then, over 2,000 years, we're waiting for the Mashiach to come and for the Beis HaMikdash to come to get built back up again. And as much as we want it and we think about it, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants it even more than us. He's the father. A father wants to reward his children. He wants his children to come home. He wants his children to be home. When your children aren't home, you're not the same. You know, Kavayachol, the Ribbono Shel Olam feels the exact same way about us. And we're not home, and he wants us to be home. And I think that now the more the generations are further away and we don't have the height of Yiddishkeit that the rabbi laid out in his opening, and we don't have that today. So we're a lot more like a younger child, and I think that the Ribbono Shel Olam makes it so it's easier for him to reward us. He's looking to reward us. He wants to bring us home. He wants to forgive us Mashiach. He wants to build the Beis HaMikdash. And ultimately, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of what they did then 2,000 years ago, but we suffer and we miss it today. Our lives would be a lot better today and a lot different today if we had the Beis HaMikdash, and we don't. But since we're so far removed from that, we're a lot more like a younger child, and I think that the Ribbono Shel Olam only wants us to earn it and to reward us, and I think he's lowered the standard. The fact that we don't have the Chafetz Chaim and the Gaon Mevilna and Nevi'im anymore, our level of expectation of what we need to hit to make this all come back, I think is smaller. And it should be easier. And ultimately, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because what they did back then. But it's not rebuilt because of what we do every single day. And Tisha B'Av is a time that we reflect on that and we think about it. And let's hope that this is the last time we do it. Kina Yud Zayin. אם תאכלנה נשים פריים, אבל לא תאכלנה נשים פריים.